Big g'day to Paul Meakin at Emma Moore. Paul Meakin apparently grabs all bits and pieces of weird metals and sculpts them into something. There's actually a brachiosaurus he's put together. So he's got all these old brake pads from cars, and he set it up in his home to make some sort of dinosaur figure. And apparently that's what he's been doing since COVID last year, and now he's sort of made a little artwork business out of it. And
awesome.
He puts it on display in his home there at Emma Moore. It's called Project Green.
Project Green.
Project Green.
Can you buy his artworks?
Well, yes, he does commission works.
Okay.
So if you feel in your office you need to have something like Brachiosaur, then Paul's your man. I mean, I love how people have, during the lockdown last year, decided to dovetail into something. Maybe they were trying to fill in time. Maybe they were trying to make some money because they lost their gigs. I mean, Paul looks like he's retired anyway. But
judgy.
He gets all the recycled stuff from his mates who go, there's an old car tire there, or there's an old, bit of a brake pad, or there's a
old
bit of metal.
Carby.
Yeah.
Bit of a sump hanging around.
I wonder what she can do with a sump.
You know what? While you're speaking about that, I don't know whether I've told you this before. Yeah. I knew a guy years ago. He used to run a backpackers in Brisbane. He was sort of a bit eccentric, but in his kitchen, he had an old car engine hanging from the ceiling, suspended.
Right.
And, like, obviously totally cleaned, but he had his cooking oil in the engine. So then he'd just open the little valve to let the oil go on his massive barbecue plate that he had in there.
Imagine if you're a first-time guest and you're seeing that, you're going, what is he putting on the steak?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's a great effect, isn't it?
I know. It was so awesome. Absolutely loved it. Shout out to Ken. Oh, actually, I actually think Ken died.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Bloody
Ken.
Bloody hell.
I know.